Nashville-based Bridgestone Americas is a step closer to having vehicles rolling on domestically produced natural rubber. The company's cultivating its own alternative to the rubber tree, a desert shrub found in the American Southwest. The Waiuli plant looks a bit like sagebrush or tumbleweed, and it's this humble desert scrub that tire companies hope will keep them from depending solely on rubber trees, which grow primarily in Southeast Asia.
Conceptually, it makes sense to diversify our supply base for natural rubber.
Bill Nayura leads the effort for Bridgestone, which aside from its headquarters has several plants in Tennessee. In 2013, the Japanese company started growing its own supply of Waiuli in Arizona, where the plant grows wild. And now the company has built the first functional tires from that rubber. Nayura says it will still be a decade or more before mass production begins.
Realistically, we've always talked about sometime in the 2020s. Because the challenge is really that large, it's akin to building a new industry for the U.S. There's no domestic natural rubber industry.
This isn't the first time tire makers looked to Waiuli as a rubber source. Cut off from Southeast Asia by World War II, the U.S. began experimenting with alternatives. That process ultimately led to petroleum-based rubber, but natural rubber is still needed for the largest industrial-grade tires. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.